A background check on Santa. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, he may break into millions of houses each year, but he's never been caught, and Santa's background check is super clean. As USDA historian Ann Neflin says, there was indeed a real St. Nicholas who was a bishop of Asia Minor in the 4th century. However, that's where truth and fiction starts to get a bit muddled.
The legend is that he was a patron of children, and although many different cultures have a Santa Claus figure or have adopted St. Nicholas and the traditions of St. Nicholas, it was the Dutch who really created the Santa Claus that we know in America. St. Nicholas in Dutch was Sint Niklaas, and then they shortened it to Sinterklaas, and that's where Santa Claus comes from in the American English.
Now, several of our holiday customs come directly from the Dutch, including the stocking, which was a shoe for the Dutch, and the reindeer, which originated as a donkey. But the traditions we know and love today were really given life in 1823, with Dr. Clement Clark Moore's poem, The Night Before Christmas, which includes the descriptions of the reindeer on the roof and the stockings hung by the chimney.
And all of those bits and pieces that we associate with the Santa Claus legend.
And to add to the words about Santa, cartoonist Thomas Nast added the imagery between 1863 and 86 in Harper's Weekly magazine.
And over the course of that time, the Santa that we know evolved through his cartoons.
I'm Julie McPeak, wishing you a Merry Christmas from all of us at Southeast AgNet.